Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, thank you for joining us on the program. The book, The Charmed Fascinatus by Ellen Southall, takes place over periods 105 AD to 2020 AD. The story of a gold piece, a bracelet of exceptional quality that is meant to be worn, not to be worn on a wrist. The charm was formed in a workshop in Deva, now Chester in England, in Roman times. The book was inspired by Allen's experiences and tales during his 35 years in sales for a world leader in supply of safety and survival equipment, traveling to 23 countries, visiting more than 80 cities. He retired in 2005, now spending time with his family members, struggling to learn Italian and piano. The Charmed Fascinatus by Ellen Southall, coming to us from the UK, our guest on today's This Week in America. Ellen, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
It's nice to be here, Rick. Good to talk to you.
It is a really fascinating story, and I want to go back and sort of set the groundwork for this. I said the story sort of came out of tales as you were traveling around doing sales work for a number of years. What, did you just start hearing tales and decided this would be a great story to tell? How did this all come about?
Well, I suppose it started in the late 70s when I was allowed to travel overseas. My boss was a bit reluctant to let anyone else go. He would prefer to go himself, but I volunteered and I was keen to go. So I was quite young when I started. And as I travel around, as anyone will travel around this little globe of ours, things happen. And so many little events happened and I heard stories. So I used to log these. Of course, I did visit reports after each trip. But I logged in a diary some of the events that I thought were very interesting. And it was when I retired in 2005, I decided that I should put some of these to print. And my colleagues at work were urging me to do this also because they wouldn't believe some of the stories I had when I came back. And then what inspired to really start the book was an event with my then girlfriend in Chester, Deva, where we found a bracelet on a pavement. And that bracelet happened to have a faulty clasp, as we found later, because after she wore it, when we got back to the car, it had disappeared. And then that really took me onto my journey to write the story.
And what a journey. I did not realize this is somewhat autobiographical, that you actually were part of this. And let's go back and lay the groundwork for this without giving away too much. I mentioned this goes back a number of years, 105 AD. Yes. You've got a goldsmith. You've got wealthy, is it? I'll let you say these names because I'm not real good, although I had Latin in high school. That was many years ago. Legatus Crassus. Am I getting that even close?
Yes, Legatus is the head of a legion. It's a name they give to the chap who runs a legion, which is a substantial amount of resource. And Crassus is a name which is very familiar to me because that name appeared in the film Spartacus, I believe. So I linked the name Crassus to this event. And he was the head of the legion in Deva, which is now Chester. And he was revered by everybody because he'd won several battles over his time as a Roman centurion, then was promoted to head up this most important of outposts, which was probably the most important outpost in the UK, if not Europe at the time. And but he was found out to be not a very nice man.
Yeah, in real life, he was sort of a scoundrel, wasn't he? A cheat and a liar, as he's described.
He was, but not many knew that. Only two people knew that. The third one was the goldsmith who he asked to make this special bracelet, found out then he was a cheat and a liar. But he came across as a very honorable man, of course.
Yeah, he wanted the special.
But he was found out.
Yeah, and talk about that, because he wants this special bracelet for his wife. He goes to the goldsmith. Goldsmith, I guess, thinks, okay, I can do this. This is going to be a nice little job for me. But it doesn't work out that way. Doesn't work out that way, does it?
No, no. I mean, Crassus was extremely wealthy, so the goldsmith was very pleased that he should be asked to make this special jewel for his wife. And so he spends a lot of time and an extreme amount of his resources. And he was the head jeweler in the empire. You know, he was the most revered jeweler. He made the jewels for, you know, everybody who was anybody at the time. So when Crassus approached him, he said, right, I'm going to do something really special. And he made this bracelet with 15 links and then a clasp. But it was only when Crassus cheated on him and refused to pay him all the costs that he decided he'd put some inscriptions on all these links and clasp to get some revenge, if you like, against Crassus. And that's what starts the story, really.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it's a fascinating story how this unfolds, especially now that I've got the backstory that there's some of your life involved in this. The book is The Charmed Fascinatus by Alan Southall. The book you'll find at bookventure.com, for example, in the bookstore. You'll find it at the usual places where books are sold. And if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you'll be able to link on directly to get information on the book and be able to order the book. So this guy is plotting his revenge. The goldsmith is plotting his revenge. We jump up 2005 AD and talk about that experience, because this, now that I understand this, is sort of based on a real life experience. Couple walking along and they find a bracelet.
That's right. I mean, this bracelet appears out of nowhere, and the gentleman picks it up, and it's obviously very heavy and it's gold. So he has it immediately valued, because he finds it just happens to be outside what we call in England a pawn shop, where people can take jewelry and have it valued and sell it. So he was about to buy an engagement ring for his girlfriend, and he took it into this shop with his girlfriend, and the guy offered him an enormous amount of money for it. And that made him think, well, no, it could be worth more. If he's offering that now, I could get a lot more money. On the internet, for example. So he doesn't sell it there and then. He keeps it. And the problem is, by keeping it, he lets his girlfriend wear it, not knowing that the clasp is faulty. And they go to their little cafe where they go every time they visit Chester. And the owner of the cafe happens to be a distant relative of the actual jeweler who made this piece. So he starts talking the tale of Legatus Crassus. And so he suddenly realizes he might be holding something extremely valuable. But by the time they go back to the car, the girlfriend has lost the bracelet because, of course, the clasp is faulty. That's what starts the story.
Yes. The book is The Charmed Fascinatus. Alan Southall, our guest on the program. Talk about writing this story. And you've sort of got this concept from real life. Going back and the history that you incorporate in this, in the research, you're telling a story. I assume there was some research involved in taking this back into these times?
Yes, I mean, I studied Latin as you did, Rick, but many, many years ago. You know, I left school at 16, so I'm 72 now. So it was many years, and I liked the idea of the Roman Empire, and I looked upon the internet basically to find out more about these legions that were based in Chester. And Chester has a very famous city wall surrounding the city now, which is probably one of the best examples in Europe of a Roman built wall. So it's a fascinating place to be, and there are still many artifacts in the museums based there. So that's what took me to Chester. And I got, because I travel there as well, I started investigating a bit more to get a bit more detail about the city. I made up some of the stories to bring some interest to the 105 AD, and so basically I did a bit of research to get the facts right, and I looked up the emperor at the time was Flavian. So little things like this just helped me along. Yes. So the internet is a very good aid.
Boy, that's for sure. That's a great research tool to be able to put the story together. And you've got some pictures in there as well that give us sort of a better understanding of what it is you're talking about. I like the use of the pictures, illustrations in the story.
Yes. I tried to get the correct or something aligned with the chapter.
Yes.
With a picture to start on. So I was able to do that. And all these images are freely available on the internet. So I as with the book cover and the reverse of the back, I looked those up and I selected ones which I felt fitted somehow into the stories of each chapter, which I think it works. I think it works.
It works very nicely. The book is called The Charmed Fascinatus. Alan Southall, our guest on the program. You'll find the book available at bookventure.com. You go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You can link on and get information on the book. Don't want to give away a whole lot, but that's where the story unfolds. We end up in 2020, the bracelet, there's quite a journey that you write about in the book, isn't there?
Yes. Each time the bracelet is released from a wrist, lady's wrist, it's found again and travels through from 2005 to 2020. And it visits various countries, which I'd visited. And some of the events, I actually had experience of some of the events, the aircraft going on fire, for example. I was actually on that aircraft. So little things happened to me, which I thought would bring in some interest into the story. And I had to be quite clever how to have this clasp find its way off a wrist and onto another. So that's what I took a little bit of time doing that. But I think I managed to bring it all together and round it off in 2020, which is the big event, of course.
Yes, that sort of builds up to that. Well, you did such an excellent job of blending that together. And now when I realize that these experiences that I'm reading out of the book, this is what Alan went through. This was part of the 35 years in sales and traveling around the world. These are things that it paid to keep that notebook, didn't it? Besides the sales record, it paid to keep this notebook of all your activities there. You did such a great job in writing this and building, and you've got the suspense and a little mystery and the history in there as well. Are you working on something else now? Are you writing another book?
Well, I've always kept journals, Rick. I have about six journals, and a lot of those journals are, I did sketches of various places I visited and wrote a little bit of a story about what might have happened there, which are not linked with the book. They're different stories. So I'm thinking of putting together these journals into a book. The book contains lots of poems which I like, and I'm not sure about copyright, but I would like to repeat some of the poems that I've enjoyed over the years and put them in. And I've also written lots of poetry myself in these journals. So I'm thinking of doing that as a project next. But the one thing which I really want to do, I was keen on music, piano music, as I've said, I'm trying to learn the piano. And there's a Russian composer called Prokofiev who treated his wife very poorly. And she finished up in the gulag in Russia. And he didn't protect her. He went off with another woman while she was there. And I've read her life story and I've written a musical, if it can be called a musical. I've written 12 songs related to her life, and I'm thinking of what to do with those 12 songs, to put music to it myself or send it to somebody to put music to. So that's another, I've got those two projects in mind.
You are staying quite busy. You said retired in 2005. Not really. You just shifted your interest a little bit to other areas, and now you get to take us along on the ride, and that is a good thing. A minute or so left in the program. What has this experience been like? This was, you know, your journal starts off with family, friends. They may get a kick out of the storyline. Now, all of a sudden, the book is on sale internationally. It's getting rave reviews. It's an excellent story, a story very well told. What's this been like for you, this whole experience of the published book?
Well, it's really amazed me. As I said, I've always enjoyed writing. I won a handwriting competition when I was 11, which started me on my journey. And so I've always enjoyed writing. But what I enjoyed about this was having to handwrite, because I'm useless on computers, Rick. I mean, I'm a dinosaur, true dinosaur. So I then got an app on my iPad called Pages when I went to see the Apple store, and they told me, oh, I can type this out. And so I enjoyed from handwriting this project, which took me about 6 months, to then one finger typing it was an experience I'll never forget. So that's been part of the enjoyment, you know.
An amazing story. The story of the story is just as interesting. The book we're talking about is The Charmed Fascinatus. Alan Southall, our guest on the program, author of the book. Book available at bookventure.com in the bookstore. You'll find it at the other places as well. And go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly to get information on Alan the book, and you can purchase the book. It's a great story. It's a great read. Alan, it's been a real pleasure having you with us on the program today. Loved reading the book. Even more impressed now knowing that, again, there's some autobiographical qualities to the book that I didn't realize. I thought it was all fiction as I'm reading it. Thank you so much for being with us on the program and sharing the story. Good luck with the other projects. We'll stay in touch, and we'd love to have you back on the program.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you very much for having me on your show.
It has been our pleasure. Charmed Fascinatus, Alan Southall, the guest. Guest information available at our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.